السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now recording five pillars of Islam. The first one is to believe in five pillars of faith. The first one is to believe in Allah. Can we see Allah? Let me make it better than that. Can we see Allah by our eyes? Can we see Allah by our brains?
Kind of.
Yes. We can see Allah using our brains. You understand when I say we can see Allah using our brains? Do you understand what I mean?
No.
Okay. Is to think and think about Allah. Think about, for example, the products of Allah. Universe and all of this. And the human body and all of that. So think about the wisdom of Allah. Think about, whenever you think about these things, okay, you're seeing Allah with your brain. That's why Allah gave us 99 names. How many?
99.
Nine.
That's irrelevant.
Okay, the 99 names are intended for us to see Allah by our
brains.
So can I draw a picture of Allah?
No.
Why not? What happens to the Christians when they drew a picture of Allah, which is Jesus? Yes, but they got into a problem, a racial problem. What's that racial problem?
They've never seen Allah.
No, a racial problem, race problem. Discrimination, racial discrimination.
Oh, they believe that that's how Jesus
Asa on you're getting close.
Looked like who
he
actually was, even though it's a picture of him. Okay. I was in my social studies class, and our social studies teacher told us that Prophet Isa, Jesus, was actually from like the Mediterranean Jerusalem area, but then they make him look like an American because he's part of the American faith, and that's kind of like.
They make Allah look like white.
White.
White. They make Allah white. So, why not make Allah Chinese? Why doesn't he look like Chinese? Why doesn't he look like black people? Why not?
Because he was in Europe, right? When
okay. So, do you want me to worship a white, blue-eyed Jesus? Why not? I'm from India. I want an Indian-looking God. See the problem here you fall into? Once you want to draw God, then you get stuck. Which race would God look like? Okay, I can say I'm not going to worship as a guy from the Middle East. I can say I'm not going to worship a white, blue eyes, blonde hair looking God. Okay, I want to worship a God that looks like Arabian God. Okay, that looks like Arabian picture or image of God. Or Arabian look, the way Arabian looks. Okay? Now, so, if I ask you again, how can we see Allah by our brains? Is to what? Learn about the 99 names. Do they look, Allah's names are abstract or physical?
Abstract.
The most wise, the most powerful. Those are all abstract. Can I make a picture out of it?
Mm-mm.
No. So, this is what we need. The question is, the nature of Allah, is it limited to 99 names?
No.
It is way billions and zillions of names. But we need how many?
99.
Our brain needs only 99 names. And they work just fine. How about the other names? It doesn't relate to us. And there is a hadith that the Prophet ﷺ used to make dua that I ask you for every one of your names that you have taught us or you have taught others but not us or you have kept it for yourself and didn't teach anyone about it. So, which means that Allah has other names that nobody knows about because they are to us, they are irrelevant to our existence. Yes.
What do you mean by irrelevant?
irrelevant. Like, for example, the angels, do they need the 99 names to see Allah? For example. So, relevant to our existence, we only need these 99 names. Allah has other forms of existence, by the way. Allah has other forms of existence created. Allah created other forms of existence. Yes.